Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. Before we start the show, I want to let you know the call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback number and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups and private sessions that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting and loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. Tonight we have Kelly Ward, Patricia Eltage, myself, and Dr. Pat Allen. Kelly, do you want to take it away?
Yes. Hey, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm fine.
Terrific. So I have a lot of questions coming in from our groups and our faith.
And I'll answer them as fast as I can.
Okay. Well, here's the big number one question. People want to hear about what you do when you do their life script. Can you tell us what you do, Dr. Pat?
What I do is I ask 27 questions that reveal what messages your mom and dad, grandpa and grandpa, have taught you. For example, if you're raised in a hedonistic home, they're going to teach you to be better, be perfect, you better work harder, you better hurry up, you better please other people, and you better be strong. But if you're raised in a stoic, loving home, you are taught to be excellent, to know what's enough, to work easy, that you are worthy of being in love with yourself, and that you are open to learning how to become the best version of you. I'm a licensed marriage, family, child therapist.
I know. And so, Dr. Pat, these 27 questions, they get the questions ahead of the session and they fill out the questionnaire. Is that right?
Well, see, I don't have any questions to ask them before they write their answers on their paper.
Right. They receive those questions ahead of the appointment.
Yes. They receive them so that they can't con me with games or themselves with games. And there's a wonderful book, Script People Live, by Claude Steiner. And that book tells the games that people inadvertently hide under the sheets. I don't know where they hide them, but I can bring things out as a therapist and show them what they're doing, which is not loving.
Right. And you are all about loving communication.
Yes, I do 1 hour of evaluation with them, not knowing what I'm going to ask them, but me knowing, and then giving them information on how to study it.
And to rewrite their script. Excellent. I have got to do my script with you three times over the years.
Yes, you do.
And it's been a brilliant experience, Dr. Pat. I have to tell you, each time I've learned something new and did another rewrite, and it's been very successful. So I have to say I'm 100% suggest everybody at least one time getting to get their script done with you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Will you come back next week?
Yes, I'll come back and you can ask some more questions.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you.
Love you.
Okay. Thank you for having Dr. Pat on. So the call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. We have Patricia Eltinge in the background as well. Patricia does the dream interpretation. And Kelly and myself, we do ladies groups. So if you want information, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call 949-723-0338. Kelly, do you have any questions from any of your ladies or ladies groups or Facebook?
I just had some interesting input from one of my ladies who asked me to consult on her Chapter 14 work, which would be time, space, money, and play, developing the loving life contract between two people who want to be in a relationship. And one of the new things I've been doing is I consult on how they're going to develop that conversation and the points that they want to highlight. So we do a bulleted list of the topics that they want to discuss. And we use the tools to ask for that time to have that meeting with each other. And it's been really fun and it's been pretty successful so far. And then last week, I have an interesting question that came from one of my male clients who is going to be married May 25th. And his question was, because they're not living together, and he's never lived with anybody before, how can he be sure? How can he be sure that he's going to be able to stand living with somebody? And it's interesting because he is a 39-year-old bachelor who is now getting married May 25th. So what do you girls think about that? What's your input on that?
Hello. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia. And Sue and Kelly, do you have a question for us?
Hi, ladies. Yes. I have a question and a dream. Patricia, please help me with the dream.
Oh, sure.
If you can.
Sure.
Okay. The question first. My ego and my masculinity is the same thing? Are they the same thing?
No. Well, our ego is made up of our entirety of our entire psychological makeup, but we have a masculine and feminine side. So what is, do you have a dream that you want to share? And I'll tell you where you're coming from, because it will relate to how you're operating in your waking life.
Yes. Okay. My dream. I believe I'm going up and I know it's a hotel for some reason and everything is white. And the man I care for, I know there are rooms and there's a door that opens and something I know he's inside. So I go against Pat Allen. I go and, you know, I want to be seen or talk to him. But when the door opens and I'm like, okay, I go and go walk by. That's my intention, I remember. There is, I know he's in there, right? So there is a lady, that's his ex-girlfriend, that always...
in the dream, uh-huh. So what is your position in the dream?
Yes.
Okay, so there's another woman in the room. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she start closing the door. So I feel a lot of pain, like my heart, you know, like I feel, I guess, deception or...
Closed off. Closed off. The door is closed.
Yes, now, and the door is not closing. And then I turn around and... Yes. And then
and
I turn
and
around and... I never went inside the door. I just know, like, I remember going
when
the door opened.
Is that the end? Okay.
Well, no, I remember turning around and then another door opened and a stranger, a woman, I go inside, like, kind of hiding from whatever. And anyway, I start talking. I don't remember what. That's the dream.
And there's a woman inside the other door. The second door.
Yes, another woman.
And what
yes,
is her
stranger.
Type? Well, I'm a stranger. Okay.
Yes,
well, we're talking about your own thoughts and feelings here. When you're trying to view into the first room, when we have doors in our dreams, those are passages, our own personal passages, but you're not able to go through that passage that's to the do with that other man. But he actually represents an aspect of yourself. So so what is his character type? Is he in your life now, this person?
No, we are in probably 4 weeks of no communication.
Okay. Well, this is why you're feeling the door closing, because you're in this waiting period. So that's why you're feeling the closing door. He represents the relationship, not him, but how you feel about the relationship. So we always say, too, it's an old adage, when one door closes, another opens. So while you're in this waiting period, you have another 4 weeks, it sounds like to me, to just be patient, passive, and wait. And always remember, if one door closes, another one opens. So if this man isn't the right one for you, the next one is coming.
Yes.
But be patient.
Right, if I learn the lesson.
Patient. The lesson
all
here
right.
is to be patient and passive and wait.
Okay.
Okay? Very
yes.
good. Thank you for calling in.
Patricia, do you have
yes.
time for one more?
Of a dream?
Is
this for a dream? Can you call us back
yes.
next week for another dream? Because we opened the line for Dr. Pat Allen questions. Yeah.
Very
I
good.
Understand. Anyway,
okay. And you can always you can always call Sue and get my contact to call me privately if you like.
Yeah, Patricia does private dream interpretation. If you want her to spend some more time with you and get really dig in there. Go ahead and give her your contact information, Patricia.
Okay, my contact information is patricia@thedreamclass.com.
Right. All right. I'll do that.
Very good. Thank you. Very good.
Yeah, she could spend a little bit more time because Patricia digs deep and the radio show is only 50 minutes long here tonight.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling with your dream. And anybody else out there have a dream or a question, you can call us at 323-203-0815. I'm sorry, Kelly, we cut you off. What was your question again about the guy getting married?
Yeah, he wants to know how he can be sure that he can stand living with somebody. Like I said, he's been a bachelor for 39 years, and he's decided to take the plunge May 25th, but... He called me last week because he's getting nervous, very nervous that he won't be able to live with somebody.
Doesn't Dr. Allen say take relationships are a risk and do your part and hope to God the other person does theirs? As long as he stays on his side of the road and does, you know, his part, hopefully the other person will do her part.
Yes. What do you think, Patricia?
Okay, well, understanding that we stay close, once you learn the system to get in a relationship, then stay close with the practicing the tools so that you can stay in it.
That's awesome. I had basically told him the same thing too. And so he thinks he'll be calling me back from week to week just to be reassured and reinforced. And so we did talk about our famous chapter 14. And I said, you need to read this chapter and then you need to talk with your woman about it. You know, time, space, money, and play, because he's a surfer. And he likes to play golf, and she has different and other hobbies. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to make sure, you know, what is your space, her space, I time, us time. So, and he thought that was really cool. So he is currently reading Getting to I Do.
And Dr. Allen, we have on our website, drpetallen.com, we have a video of going over that that contract item sheet. It's called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's like an hour-long streaming. Just go to the website, and there's a link that says free access. You can watch it, and it has all the tools and information. And Dr. Allen is the teacher that teaches that information for all the audience that's listening. So have them go to that and listen, too.
I will definitely do that.
And then you'll just walk him through it, I guess.
Yeah, he's a good man. So I think he'll be okay. I think it's probably normal, I think
jitters.
Pre-marriage
jitters or pre-living together jitters.
Yeah. Well, it's hard if you're used to being single. Then you have to accommodate another person. You don't have
Dr. Pat always said, we are appropriately narcissistic when we live alone, when we're single. And once we partner, we can't be narcissistic anymore, meaning we have to give up one of our positions. When we operate as a single person, we're operating out of both our masculine and our feminine to take care of ourselves. And then when we partner, we have to decide which position we want to operate out of primarily.
Yeah, when I do couples, I find that people that didn't negotiate and don't renegotiate their contract are typically the ones that harbor a lot of resentment. But when they begin to understand that negotiating the contract and, you know, everybody grows and changes at a different rate of speed, but if you can continue to negotiate that contract and communicate, sometimes things don't fall apart.
That's what it's all about, negotiating every aspect of your lives.
Yeah, that's true. So any
what about
questions?
You
what?
What's come up with your ladies recently?
Well, I have a group of ladies. What I'm finding is that they've been single for so long, and they've been masculine doing their job, that they're now in their mid to late 40s, and it's a hard transition for them to switch over and allow another man to come in and not treat them as if he's like one of the girlfriends where they can just come and go when they want. They're used to having their free time, and I hate to say, but disrespecting men seems to be the big problem. And if the man doesn't do it in the way they want him to do it, then they're mad at the man, and then they give him the passive aggressive cold shoulder, you're not a man, da 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 type attitude. Is that what you get from your ladies as well? Or Patricia, what is going on with the ladies nowadays?
I do, because
they're defiant. Because you've been in my group and there's been some defiance.
Yes, I see that. And a part of it, which I touched on already, is the fact that they've become successful. They learned how to make a living, and they are appropriately living out of both their masculine and their feminine equally, which is narcissistic. Now, it's hard for them to give up putting one as their primary position. So when they operate out of their masculine and their feminine to be single, then they have to decide, and as Dr. Pat puts it, am I going to be a career woman or a woman with a career, which the latter puts your feminine in the primary position. If you are a career woman, you are putting your masculine in the primary position. So It's an interesting concept, but that is a way you can translate it to them, that they need to give up one of their positions to be partnered. You can still work, but think of it as being a woman who has a career rather than a career woman putting your masculine side first.
Yeah, so I have a career woman, and she's got a good relationship. She's older, and her son's just going off to college now. But now she's worried about he might not be part. They've both been divorced, had bad divorces, and so now she's looking at, well, maybe he will, you know, see me and want to divorce me like he did his ex-wife. And then she has a son who has ADD, and she wants to help him a lot. And this gentleman may not want to participate and be a full, you know, helper as much as she wants him to with her son. What do you think about when you have children that are over the age of 18 and you want to get into new relationships? Well, what's the participant with the new relationship, the man in it? How much should he participate? And should the even
there's
be
no
woman
should.
Even be, well,
there's no it's should. The, it's what you negotiate. There's no shoulds. It's whatever you negotiate.
Yeah. Hmm? He said that, he wants to, everybody, you will help your kids when need be, but she's sounding like she wants to help them more than what's appropriate. And she's afraid that this new man won't want to participate as much as she wants him to.
That's a negotiation. Yeah. She can't want him to. She's going to get herself and shoot herself in the foot with the relationship if she pushes him to do more than he's willing to do.
That's what
that should be discussed. Yeah. You can discuss where and what areas that he will be willing to help in. Which areas of life are you willing to help? And just accept what he's willing to do.
Yeah.
It's called accepting.
Well, that's a hard time for women. They're so much in control. They want everything to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And everybody fit their little cookie cutter thing the way they want it to run. And that's not how relationships operate, unfortunately. But
that's why we negotiate. And if they're not willing to negotiate.
They're not even engaged yet. I told her, when you're engaged, then you can negotiate all this stuff. But right now, just go with the flow. You know, they're always jumping ahead. Let's don't bother before you even get into it on all the shoulds and should nots that he's supposed to do. And then how would, Kelly, like you seem to have a lot of women, these women that haven't dated in 10, 15 years, and all they do is they have the mindset of, I haven't dated. Oh, there's no good men. How do you shift them, either one of you guys?
One of the things I find is they're having a hard time with online dating. And
yes, they are.
They say they can't find any men. And I say, where are you looking? Uh-huh. And then they tell me the places they're looking. And I almost want to laugh out loud because I'm like, wait a minute. You're looking for him at your Pilates class? Like, no, you got to go where the men are. Men don't go to Pilates class. Sorry. I mean, maybe they do, but I don't know that they're the kind of men that you're looking for. If you're looking for a masculine man, you're probably not going to find him there. So I make them exercise their flirter. I call it exercising the flirter. And I send them out and I make them go out where the men are. And it's remarkable how much they're finding that not only are they enjoying going where the men are, like, for example, the golf course or, you know, a country club where the guys have played golf and then they're back in the clubhouse or whatever. They're liking that. One girl said she wanted a really masculine man. I suggested the county fair and rodeo. She went. She had the best time of her life. She ended up with 3 dates with 3 different men. You have to go where the men are. And you have to go where the men are that have interests that you find intriguing or interesting. Like, for example, I always say, if you want a man that goes to the ballet, you're not going to find him at the bowling alley in town. You're going to have to go, you know, if you're looking for an executive, you're going to have to go where executives go, attorneys, doctors, you know, certified public, professional men. You're not going to find them at the bowling alley. If you want a cowboy, you're not going to find him at the ballet. So what kind of man do you want? And then I have a lot of women that are resistant. Like, for example, professional women, attorneys, they're like, well, I have to date somebody of my ilk and caliber. And I'm like, I don't agree with that. If you're dating a man who's intelligent, but he uses his body and he enjoys his body and he does construction or he does this or does that, why does he have to be an executive? Why can't he be somebody who makes a great living and works creatively with his hands? And then they go, well, I never thought about it that way. So, you know, I'm like, stroll past the men on the construction sites. You don't have to let them wolf whistle at you, but, you know, they don't always do that anymore. Life is changing a lot, and men are, you know, with everything that's happened with the Me Too men, men are much more cautious about it. That's one of the things that's problematic too, though. Men are intimidated to walk up to women, and my women want to go out in groups, and I'm like, that's never going to work. A man does not walk up to a group of 9 hens and try talking to one. That just doesn't work that way.
True. I've told my ladies, don't expect to find good men when you're out with all your girlfriends. They're intimidated to come up and get rejected in front of a group.
I would like to add, I've got a couple of ladies I work with and that currently are dating, and they go online. Now, they work from their home offices. And I say, you're not going to always find exactly what you want online dating. And a lot of them are not panning out. I say, you've got to go out in the world. But even if you're in the supermarket, go to a good supermarket, like the nice one, and smile at people out in the world, at the car wash, at the market. Sit and, you know, Dr. Pat always said, sit in a coffee shop, a Starbucks or what, a Dunkin' Donuts, wherever you are, and sit there for an hour. Bring your iPad with you or whatever and sit there and smile at men who are coming in and out. And that is real life, person to person.
100%. Yeah. That's what I make them do. I make them go out there and exercise their flirter. And I make them go out and make eye contact with everyone. It's easy to make eye contact with somebody you're not attracted to by just smiling and thinking, okay, there's a little old grandpa, I'll smile at him. It takes practice to do that, especially for somebody who's shy. So I say, find somebody who you're not afraid of and give them a big smile. You know, walk over and help somebody, you know, like a little old man who can't get the door open. People see that, and then they look at you, and then they have a different thought of you. You know, to be there in person in the world, I mean, COVID really screwed people up. I'm sorry to have to say it, but they have. People have become, we were forced into a hermit lifestyle. And I think it's been detrimental across the board. I know people got into what I call COVID relationships, and those are falling apart right now.
And I know people who have met their guys at the dog park. And even when if you don't have a dog, when you're out in the world going for a walk in the park, why don't you just pet people's dogs and say, oh, what's your dog's name?
Mm-hmm. Start up a conversation.
Dogs are a beautiful icebreaker. They're a beautiful icebreaker.
Uh-huh.
If your friend has a pet, borrow your friend's pet and take them for a walk. Then they say, okay. Oh, your dog's so cute. Oh, it's not my dog, but your dog's so cute. Oh, yeah, do you love dogs? Oh, I love dogs. Well, my dog's name is Charlie. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do, like I said. My women, they sometimes, and they're resistant. They get mad at me. They're like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, well, okay, then be alone. Did you think that the UPS man was going to come knock on your door and sweep you away? Like, he's probably married, especially if he's, like, a cool UPS guy. Like, what do you think they're not coming to knock on your door.
Yes. I tell, if they have hobbies, like if golf courses are probably good, go learn how to golf. Go to the putting greens or the driving range. There's probably guys that would love to show you how to golf or what's another
Absolutely.
One?
That's a really good one. Going take a lesson. They have group lessons at the public golf courses. They have public lessons there. And you can take private lessons without belonging to a membership sometimes. If you sign up for a lesson at some of the other clubs, you can have lessons there.
Sometimes tennis. I have a girl that does tennis, and she's met a guy there that she's now doing tennis partners. But she's kind of intimidated about him, so she's not leading. She's not being open and available to let him know she's interested in him. She's closed down. You have to smile and be approachable. That seems to be what the ladies are missing. They're afraid to be
inviting. Be inviting. And pickleball is the big craze now. Everybody's playing pickleball. And there are public pickleball places everywhere.
Yes, that's true.
There's also great singles places. Like, for example, one of the churches not very far from me has these single mixers for, you know, people that are on the same spiritual path. And so they're single, and these are people that are looking to get into serious relationships, commitments, and marriages. So there's always things like that that you can look up at your local churches, your local temple, or, you know. But you're
the
probably
bottom
not going to find
is,
a guy at a quilting bee.
Get out into the world is what we're all saying. Get out into the world.
I call it getting out of the COVID hermit cycle, because my girls are like, well, I don't feel comfortable going out. But people have become uncomfortable even just going out to the store. And I have to be honest, I was so glad when all of these silly restrictions ended, you know, with them saying stay in the house when we know the sunshine is the best thing for killing germs and viruses and things of that nature. So I tell my girls, what are you afraid of? You're out in the walking in the park and the fresh air. Stop it. You know, stop borrowing trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. So for listeners, Dr. Pat, she offers life scripts, and she does have ladies groups. However, her groups are full. And there's quite a long wait list because the current ladies, they stay each month and I don't have any openings. But Kelly and myself have ladies groups. If you want information on them, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338 or email me at info@drpatallen.com. And then we have Patricia, who's a student from Dr. Allen's Want Training. She does life scripts as well. And dream interpretation. Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about your what you offer, Patricia?
Okay, yeah. Well, my book is called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by me, Patricia L. Tinge. My last name is spelled E-L-T-I-N-G-E. And my book is a very comprehensive, besides being a beautiful book, way of being able to understand your own subconscious through your dreams. So that's what I do, as well as doing the other, you know, the private consultations with people for their issues and life scripts. And men, don't be afraid to contact me. I have a lot of men clients throughout the country and couples. I help couples with their negotiations. I've got one lovely girl who just got engaged after she had gone through the beginning and the middle of an end of an engagement. that didn't work out because the fiance then, the then fiance, wouldn't negotiate time, space, money, and play. And she decided to write the hi bye letter that I helped her write. And lo and behold, 3 weeks after that ended, this guy pops into her life, who she had known from 40 years before, and is going to marry her.
Oh, that's great.
So that's the wonderful old story of when one door closes, another one opens. So yeah, it's just worth it keeping your integrity and knowing what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah. And if anybody has any questions, if they're not available to call in the radio show, they can send me an email and we answer questions via email. And then you can listen to the archives. You can email me at info@drpetallen.com. Kelly, do you want to tell the audience a little bit about Dr. Allen's ladies groups and what the ladies learn in the groups?
I would love to. Dr. Allen's lady groups are really amazing group therapy sessions, and it's really wonderful to watch the growth. I've had an opportunity. I've been with Dr. Pat doing these groups for quite some time. And to see the ladies really grow from being sometimes very staunch and stubborn and set in their ways to learning how to acquiesce and how to communicate and how to use the tools. And remarkably, we have had, I think we're at like 17 engagements, 5 weddings, 3 babies. Which is remarkable.
The ladies don't drop out. There's the same ladies have been in there for the past 3 years. So they come in and they get their seat and they stay.
But it's interesting because even after they get their man and they get their wedding and all of that, they come back because they know the tools and the reinforcement of them and the constant reminders of that. Don't forget, these are the tools. This is, you know, why are you mad? Let's figure that out. So, but it's been really great to see how the other ladies get to use the experience and the teachings that Dr. Pat does individually during the groups. It spurs questions and it's really has been cathartic. It's been pretty amazing. So, she teaches the tools, you know, and she's always swinging that bat, she's pulling out a new tool, pulling out a new way to use that tool for individual circumstances. And once you learn the tools and you're settled in them, you actually get to figure it out. And she helps you do that. How do you figure out which tools are appropriate tools? So we go over that a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just been amazing. And it's not like one age group. I'm talking, we have ladies from their 20s all the way up and to their 70s. And they're out there, they're out in the world, they're getting out there, they're finding men, they're finding relationships, and you know, they're learning it.
Yeah. It's never too late. It's never too late. Never too late to learn new behaviors. And this is the way. And sticking with the program, once you get, that's the trick. Once you find your man or your woman, the part about staying with the program is the fact that then you can be able to navigate your relationship in a healthy way.
Yes, it's simple tools. We have the stroke and stand, the 5-step cleanup, the validation, and the relationship contract items. And we, Kelly, myself, and Patricia teach them. We offer other ladies groups in private. So if you can't get into Dr. Allen, we're more than happy to help you. All you have to do is give me a call at the office and I'll be glad to answer any questions and find out if find out a little bit about your situation and see if we're able to help you. So you can call me or email me at info@drpetallen.com or 949-723-0338. And I'd be happy to hook you up with Kelly, myself, or Patricia.
That's right.
Yeah.
And yes, we're by all, the way, Patricia's yeah. book is beautiful. It has a prominent place in my home. I received a beautiful book from Patricia.
And thank you.
There it is. It's displayed stunningly right next to Dr. Allen's Getting to I Do.
Yay. Well, Dr. Allen and I, she did work on the book with me. We worked on it for a few years together, and it was a project that I swore that I would finish before she decided to leave the planet someday, which we know will be in the far future, hopefully.
She sure is.
She just turned 89 on September 21st, and she's still offering her right. roof.
So she sure is. She's doing great.
Yeah. So we're going to have to start winding down. Our time's coming to a close. We've got a couple more minutes left. So do you ladies want to share anything else with the audience?
Reach out. Reach out for a script. Reach out for the groups. If you're unsure, you know, I've taken on a few male clients. Most of my clients are female, but I have taken on a few male clients, and it's been very effective. The tools work for both male and female people. You know, if you're a man out there listening and you're intimidated because we talk to so many ladies, go ahead, go to the website, go to the free chemistry compatibility. The tools work the same for everybody. And chapter 14, the negotiation, works the same for male and female.
And then we also, if you want to know more about the high buy letter, you can contact me and I'll give you the format, and you can hire one of us to go over it with you to clean it up before you send it. And so, Patricia, do you have any closing words to share with the audience?
Yes, and a quote from Dr. Allen, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, folks. Hope to see you back next week, and call in with your questions or email me with your questions. Thank you.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.